Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to greet you again because, wait a minute, WMC's very own Ian Pickus gets to ask me questions again? Ian, how did this happen?
Initiative. I'm looking forward to this week's show, Mike, but before we can do that, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase litmus test. Change one letter to a P, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word for a part of a flower and a six-letter word for certain types of flowers. What are the words?
I think if you change the T to a P, you can spell stem and tulips. Well, Mike, it's one of my favorite times of the year right now. When cool mornings turn into hot summer afternoons, the last few days before people go back to school, people are coming back from vacation. Earlier this month, we did a dog days quiz. Today, it's about this fleeting August stretch. So each answer, like the word August, will begin with an A and end with a T.
Okay. Which does neither of those?
Signed by fellow Ohioan Benjamin Harrison in 1890, what is the common name of a bill sponsored by Senator John Sherman that passed on a 52-1 vote? And for this one, there's two answers.
So the first word that came to my mind was antitrust.
Yes, that's good.
What's the other one? Oh, the Antitrust Act.
Yes. Good job. The bill says, quote, every contract, combination in the form of trust or otherwise, or conspiracy in restraint of trade or commerce among the several states or with foreign nations is declared to be illegal. John Wayne, Roy Rogers, Arnold Palmer, Charles de Gaulle, and Leonardo da Vinci.
What do Arnold Palmer and Leonardo da Vinci have in common?
It would be relatively quick from Charles de Gaulle to Leonardo da Vinci.
Those are all airports. Airport, sorry, singular.
By what word do we know an adherent to a denomination established in Michigan in 1863 whose members have been studied over the years for their uncommon longevity?
Oh, are you being tricky? Are we talking about the Adventists?
Yes, we are.
See, I wanted to put the Seventh Day in front of it, but I'm like, that's not where they.
Yeah, a Seventh Day Adventist. They believe Jesus' return is imminent. There are roughly 18 million worldwide, and it's believed that their longevity is tied to the fact that they, number one, honor the Sabbath as a true day of rest. And number two, don't drink, smoke, use drugs, and many don't eat meat. Wings, the first Best Picture Oscar winner, was the last silent film to win the honor until what movie 82 years later?
Not showing any love to the article "the." Are you talking about? I sound like Buster Bluth when I say this. Are you talking about Artist?
Yes, I am. And the movie also won Best Actor for Jean Dujardin. He became the first French actor ever to win that honor. And finally, Lydia, Jackie, Becky, Vivian, Patty, Selma, to name a few.
Those are all aunts or aunts.
That's right. Well, Mike Nothnagel was at it today. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you audit your scores, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to look at the questions again, to see some extra credit questions, or perhaps take a, can't think of a word that begins with A and ends with T that's a verb. So try this challenge.
Start with the word vacation.
Attempt. Attempt is a word that starts with A and ends with T and means try.
Start with the word vacation. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell an alternate name for someone celebrated this month. Who is it? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.